Study of José Saramago, Writing to Understand. Here in this room, 18 years ago, he started to write the first lines of Blindness, beginning a fruitful, creative, and active period without gaps or idle hours because time squeezed, as he said. On the humble pine table, with the legs beaten by his dogs Pepe, Greta, and Camoes when they were puppies. The diaries of Lanzarote shows this activity. The careful attention of the house, watching the landscape, following the adventures of his characters. He used several computers over the years in Lanzarote, but on the table is his last one, which wasn't a laptop. On the shelf, his most widely used dictionaries. On one side, his favorite discs, all in this small room that has been inhabited by the strength of an unbeatable man. In front are photographs of his most loved people, grandparents, parents, the only daughter, grandchildren, and wife. In one of them, Saramago, kneeling on the floor, painting on a sheet of paper the words which his wife would hear at the Nobel Prize ceremony. "I'll watch your shadow if I cannot look at you," says Maria Magdalene, and Jesus responds, "Then I'll be there where my shadow is and be your eyes." Words written in the Gospel according to Jesus Christ. On the wall, a picture of his grandfather Jerónimo hanging a tree, five, a gift from a mathematics professor of Madrid who was becoming blind. And looking at the picture, Saramago felt that the noble speech could not start any other way. "The wisest man I ever met in my life could not read or write." A copy of the diploma which certifies that José Saramago received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1998. The original was deposited in the National Gallery of Portugal. Portraits of some of his favorite writers, Pessoa, 6, Tolstoy, 7, Joyce, 8, Kafka, 9, Proust, 10, and Lorca, 11, among other souvenirs that could summarize a long and full life. On the right-hand wall, at the entrance, are four prints of Millares, 12, the Canarian artist, which are the four rulings of Inquisition, which Millares did not want to be forgotten, because they demonstrate the aberration of the confusion between civil and religious law. On the shelf is a collection of ink pots from different regions of Portugal, another of fountain pens and letter opener. Under the window are stones collected from different places of the world: Timor, Actil, Chiapas, Machu Picchu, Castril, Greece, Lanzarote, Foa River, Iceland. Saramago found out on Lanzarote that the moment had arrived to describe not the statue, but the stone the statue is made from. He contemplates stones, caressing, recognizing, as if each one of them were the source of the world. On Lanzarote, o for Lanzarote. His writing transformed to arrives by another way the consciousness of readers.